I'll be digging my pocket.
Thanks. Been in on that one.
My first item is reference to the South Coastal Library Building Expansion Project, and it's listed on the agenda as a proposed bid award. I've handed out the bid results, and we had three bidders and three very competitive bid amounts. Unfortunately, we now have had a bid protest from the second low bidder. The bid protest was based upon the fact that when we opened up the bids, Nason Construction Incorporated had not attached their list of subcontractors. Nason did turn in their list of subcontractors within 2 hours of the bid opening. At the time, it was my feeling that it was pretty much, you know, an informality that we could waive, and we were accepting of the situation. However, as we worked our way through the process, and the way that a state law is written, there's a large section of the state law that is specifically written for building projects, and it very much stresses that on building projects that the subcontractors list must be attached. Now, I've handed out the bid results, obviously, and two other pages of our instructions to bidders. On page one, it specifically states that each bidder shall attach the bid form, a listing of the subcontractors as I just described. However, on page two in the bid submittal, there's language in there that states, the apparent low bidder shall supply the names, addresses, and state of Delaware business licenses of major material suppliers and subcontractors within 72 hours of the bid open. So we have language in our specifications that is direct contradiction of itself.
So which one are you going on?
I wish I could take either one.
What's the attorney say?
The attorney says we should reject all the bids and rebid.
No.
Let's reject the attorney.
Come on, we can't do that.
I'm going with the attorney.
Well, I have to admit, it's not my favorite answer, but we do have a concern that if we award one or the other, that, you know, we'll have a suit.
But, big attorney bill.
Well, what does this mean back on this page where it says that they must submit the names within 72 hours? You said they did it within 2 hours. So
that's correct.
Why isn't that sufficient?
Because when Vince visited the state law.
State law and our law conflict.
It specifically states that subcontractor list must be attached to the bid, and it stresses it in great detail. It is a very strong emphasis of the way that these projects must be bid. I felt like it was an informality. I got my bid in 2 hours, you know, my list of subcontractors.
This is all state law, though, right?
Yeah.
The conflict is within the state law. Okay.
No. I apologize. I'm misleading you. The conflict, as this language, is within our contract specifications. The second statement should not have been in there. The apparent low bidder. We have always required that the subcontractor list must be provided with the bid.
That was in your bid specs.
It's in the.
But state law says within 72 hours.
Yeah.
Attached.
Now, the state law for public buildings only stresses that the subcontractor list must be provided with the bid. For other public works contracting, you have more leeway. But specifically, there's a section on buildings.
So the state law is clear.
Yeah, the state law is clear.
It has the contradictory.
We had some contradictory language, and we review these things in detail, and somehow that slipped by us. I've looked at a potential bid schedule. We don't have to really change the specs. We don't have to resell plans even. We can just do it in the form of an addendum.
Everybody's got everybody's numbers now, right?
That's how you get answers.
We got very competitive bids.
Lovely, better next
I mean,
time.
It wouldn't take much for me to say, let's take a chance and award this bid and see where it goes, but
wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Mr. Griffin, what's your recommendation? What are we?
I mean, I got no problem with them. That's why we make lawyers.
Well, I think the recommendation, I think Mr. Robertson looked at it. I was not involved in that.
What was his recommendation?
His recommendation is that reject the bids, because I can reopen bids in 22 days. We've got a schedule already worked out. Yes, I do.
Now, Mike, have these been our bid specs for a long time, or are these just something new?
Well, you know, when we use different consultants.
Studio Jade is on the top of that.
Yeah, Studio Jade is, this is the first project they've actually, I shouldn't say that, they've done some roof work here in this building for us. This is the first major project they've done for us.
But they wrote up those bids.
Yeah, they wrote up the specs, but we review them, and by all rights, you know, we do go through these things, and somehow we just miss that. But as I mentioned, you know, the subcontractor list attachment had never been a big priority on any of our bid reviews. And I can remember times in the past that they were not attached, and we contacted the contractor and said, hey, we need to get your sub list within 72 hours.
Oh, you're only $50,000. That's enough to get you swelled up, I guess, enough to go start looking through the paperwork, huh?
Yeah. Times are leaner than they were a couple of years ago.
And yeah, plenty of work. They wouldn't even look twice.
That's correct.
I agree.
What's your motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultant. I'm sorry, I got the wrong project. That's my EOC. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids submitted for Sussex County Project 06-04, South Coastal Library Building Expansion, be rejected, and that the project be rebid immediately.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by.
Go ahead, I'll second.
Mr. Rogers, thank you.
I'm going to protest.
The motion just read by Mr. Izzo. Any questions on the motion? Rejecting all bids for South Coastal Library. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Come on. Grandstand now on this issue?
I just think
all the issues you could take a stand there, Finley. Take a stand.
I know. I feel the same way.
South Coastal, man. Just don't vote like Cody last week.
Take a powder.
My vote is acceptable. Then it says that Mike's motion is good.
Okay. I don't like it, but we'd be tied up in court a lot longer than 22 days, I'm sure. Held up. My vote's yes. Motion's passed to defer all bids or reject all bids.
My second item is in regards to the Emergency Operations Center. And we are now at the point that the building is substantially complete, effective today. We can now begin the occupation of the building. To that end, we will be having the console furniture delivered sometime between now and December 1st. Once that furniture is in place, we can work with Verizon and Motorola, who handles the radio systems and the telephone systems, to begin the installation. All that going well, assume we follow the schedule we have in place, we should be able to do the cutover on or about February 1st at this point. Just trying to coordinate Motorola and Verizon to do their work is a big deal. And they're telling us that they could have their work complete within 2 months of us having the furniture consoles in place. We can get the furniture here a little earlier, would be great, but I suspect December 1st is the date. But getting back to our contract with Richard Y. Johnson, I would recommend that we grant substantial completion today, and I have a motion that I can read. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, L.R. Kimball, Inc., and the County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective October 9, 2007 for Sussex County project number 04-02, Emergency Operations Center, to Richard Y. Johnson & Son Incorporated, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
This project is way behind schedule, isn't
it?
Is there, and there was a clause in there for, are we going to?
We have that ability. Any damages that we incurred by the lateness of the project being completed. The completion date was on about July 15th. It's now being completed in September. So real cost that we incurred, like paying the inspection team to be out there for an additional 2 months. If for example, we had to pay extra lease time on the existing EOC because they thought they were going to be able to move into the new building in July and they couldn't move in. Those are all real costs that we can recoup. We charge liquidated damages, or we have a fee of $1,200 a day in the contract documents. So any cost that we incur up to $1,200 a day, we can actually recoup from the contractor's retainage. And, you know, that's something that we need to have further discussion about, you know, about how we want to pursue that.
Well, I know it's been a major, major project. I've been out there a few times and saw the going-ons, and it's good to probably get it this quick, but I'm not anxious to give him $1,200 a day.
Right.
But
there's a number out there. That
if he's coming in, but if he comes in with some ridiculous overs, cost overruns and so forth, you know, then we might try to recoup part of our money back. But if he's going to be, I know how these things get at the end, the contracts get. They always come in with a lot of extras, and they're ridiculous. So
I agree.
We just need to
Bob
caution him. You be good to us, and we might take that in consideration with you.
It's a strong bargaining chip in our favor.
It is indeed.
Okay.
Keeps everybody honest.
You got a motion?
I just read it.
Yeah.
Am I making a motion?
I move.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to that Mr. Izzo just read on substantial completion of the EOC. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
If I can make the game now, quick.
I might.
Mr. Izzo, if you've got a minute, we're going to be done in just a few minutes. If you'll stay a lot, I got a question for you. Mr. Davis?
Rob? He's afraid to come up here. That's what it is. I know.
Is he doing Ashman too? Is he here somewhere?
Yeah.
Huh? Is he going to do Ashman's too?
Send that down to Rob. Where
are
we? If you pay attention, that one.
No, they've already got one there now.
I think I'm out on that building.
You agree?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Rob.
I'm here to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing for a proposed expansion of the Dagsborough-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. The expansion request is in response to a request from several property owners in Prince George's Acres. The proposed area is shown in yellow on the map in the front and on the maps that I've handed out to you all. It is located pretty much south of the National Guard Armory and west of the Indian River High School. It includes an existing 65 parcels and 28 homes. Serving the area is in harmony with present and future plans for sewer service. The area also adjoins the existing sanitary sewer district, which pretty much surrounds the area. This is the area in yellow is the expansion area. The existing district is to the west, to the south, and to the east. It's pretty much fully surrounded.
So the rest of the lots in Prince George's Acre already have sewer?
There are a small number that we were able to serve during earlier construction.
We had money left over when we built the original Dagsborough-Frankford district. We had some money left over, and we extended the line via gravity as far as we could go with the money we had left.
So they picked up that outside line of lots. So they had it. Now all of Prince George's will be in sewer.
Indian River High School built a pump station, and we are now able to connect the rest of the lots by going through that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Mr. Davis, all you want is permission to post notices?
Yes, sir.
You got a motion?
I do.
Let's read it.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to include the Prince George's Acres expansion as presented on October 9th, 2007.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones. The motion was just read, Mr. Davis. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.